This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Public impeachment hearings begin in the U.S. House of Representatives tomorrow. AP's Rita Foley tells us what to expect.
Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, has said what he found when he was sent to Kiev was alarming. An irregular channel of U.S. policymaking outside the official channel, run by, among others, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Career Foreign Service Officer George Kent has previously testified that President Trump wanted to hear three words from Ukraine's president: investigations, Biden, and Clinton. On Friday, Marie Yovanovitch testifies, seen as a tough U.S. ambassador but recalled by President Trump during the time the U.S. was trying to root out corruption in Kiev. Rita Foley, Washington.
Hillary Clinton has criticized Britain for blocking a Russian influence report. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hillary Clinton says she's dumbfounded that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has failed to release a report on Russian influence in British politics as the country prepares for national elections. The former presidential candidate has told British media that the public needs to know what's in the report by Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee before Britain's December 12 vote. She says every person who votes in this country deserves to see that report before the election happens. Charles de Ledesma, London.
An airstrike carried out by American forces in eastern Afghanistan has mistakenly killed at least four Afghan soldiers and injured six others. A provincial police spokesman said the overnight incident occurred in the troubled Logar province during clashes between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. The Taliban attack prompted the Afghan National Army to call in U.S. air support, which resulted in the friendly fire incident. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Google has taken another giant step into the healthcare market with its partnership to provide tech services for the Ascension Health System. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Google says it will provide new modern tools for doctors in the Ascension Catholic healthcare system, including cloud computing and artificial intelligence, to monitor health records, looking for patterns that could flag patients who weren't refilling prescriptions, for example, or someone whose condition is worsening. But it's raised privacy concerns since the tech giant has access to thousands of patient health records without doctors' knowledge. Both Google and Ascension say they're strictly adhering to federal health privacy laws. Google's been venturing into the health arena with its planned acquisition of Fitbit and the new hiring of several executives from the healthcare field. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Militant group Islamic Jihad fired more than 150 rockets into Israel after Israel assassinated a senior Islamic Jihad official. Palestinian hospital officials said at least five people died in several Israeli strikes. Israeli officials say they're braced for several days of fighting. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The wailing of sirens warning of incoming rocket attacks was heard in Israel next to Gaza, Tel Aviv. Israel's Iron Dome shot down dozens of the rockets, and others hit unpopulated areas or the sea. One rocket hit a home, and another a factory. Several Israelis were slightly injured from shrapnel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the man Israel assassinated, Baha Abu al-Atta, was responsible for many of the recent rocket attacks from Gaza into Israel. He said al-Atta was a ticking bomb and was planning further attacks. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Germany has donated $10.9 million to the United Nations World Food Program to provide food aid to communities hard hit by widespread flooding across South Sudan. A WFP official who just returned from South Sudan said the flooding is a real emergency that requires an immediate response. The WFP country director for South Sudan said Germany's donation will pay for life-saving humanitarian and resilience activities and to respond to ongoing flooding. Heavy rains beginning in July have caused floods that washed away thousands of homes and crops and have displaced nearly a million people. Former President Jimmy Carter, America's longest-lived former president, is recovering from surgery to relieve pressure from bleeding on his brain. His spokeswoman said there were no complications from Tuesday's procedure at Emory University Hospital. The former president is 95. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.